Time it is.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Jason Anderson.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
There's a pretty significant quad injury. We'll get an MRI tomorrow, but he's going to be out for, I'll just say a while. I don't, because I think it's unclear right now how long he'll be out, but yeah, it's significant.
I think I would have been the coach at UCLA. I've said that to people before. I really felt at that time that's what would have happened. But with that said, and I'm going to say it again, when it got down to that point, and I can't tell you again how much in my mind that's what I was thinking, I should say. They probably felt they went as far as they could go. I felt I went as far as I could go. And but the fact is, I'm here because I believe that God wants me here.
Come on, everybody.
You're in the zone. The Zone with Jason Anderson, powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
They can taste it.
Yes, they can.
Feel it. They can see it.
Want to be part of the show? Give us a call at 267-9680.
Now,
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
I'd like an angry whopper right inside my angry stomach.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't need to finance it. I'm just going to make it rain. In the memory you overflow. Want to be your superhero.
Even if I tumble fall. Boy, next season is looking more and more interesting around the country in college basketball. More news coming down today in college basketball that certainly we will get into and talk about as it relates to the local teams. Could impact Kentucky. Definitely will impact Louisville. And that is some things coming down at Virginia and Virginia Tech. Really, the entire state, the state of Virginia. We will get into that here in just a little bit. That's what we will lead with. But other things that I definitely want to talk about is that, you know, we mentioned a couple things yesterday about Tiger and the event that was. And I saw John Bull tweet out something last night, and I thought it was interesting in him talking about the numbers, the rating, the millions and millions of people that tuned in for Game 7 of the 2016 World Series when the Cubs broke the streak. And I thought it was a really good point. I want to get into that and examine sort of those events that captivate us the way that Tiger did on Sunday. Not necessarily talking specifically about that one, but other events that have taken place, because we talked about it briefly yesterday, and some people had mentioned the Cubs in 2016 and Game 7, but we didn't really talk about that. But I thought that it was a good point that John Bull brought up last night on Twitter. So I want to get into that, certainly. I kind of want to talk throughout the show at 437-9680, the most wrong sports opinions that we've had, just in general in sports. Like, there's three of them that come to mind immediately. Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning was an opinion held by a lot of people that now nobody takes claim to. There was nobody on earth that said you should take Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning, when in reality, there were a lot of people saying Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning. But now nobody did.
It was considered the second of the debates, and it had the same result. There were people that said RG3 over Andrew Luck.
RG3, Andrew
it's
Luck, that's right.
Not the
same
level,
Odin Durant. Yeah. I mean, Odin Durant wasn't really that much of a debate. It felt like there was so much of a consensus with Greg Oden. But there were a number of people that were like, you know, Durant is an alien, so maybe you take the alien. But it was like, so is Greg Oden. They're
Steph
both aliens.
Curry's too small for the next level.
Yeah. But like, the three that come to mind are the Ryan Leaf, Tiger Woods will never win, and Tony Bennett can't win a championship playing that style. Like, those are the ones that you've got an older one, and then you've got two very recent ones in the last week. Like, happening 6 days apart, two of those opinions that were widely held and pretty strong in their conviction of opinions that both turned out to be false and wrong the entire time. And so
I think you're missing the obvious one.
What's that?
We'll never see two Triple Crown winners in the same decade again. Before that, it was even, we'll
That's
probably never
point.
See another Triple Crown winner
Triple
again.
Triple Crown winner, do we have to change the dates? Do we have to move it back a little bit? Can you really do it with 2 weeks and then 3 weeks? Do you have to do it a month in between? Maybe it's the dates that are keeping us from the Triple Crown. Is it the breeding? Is it the fact that they don't race as much anymore? Like, all of these different theories as to why we weren't getting Triple Crown winners, and then we get two out of three. And who knows if we get another one, you know, soon. We could. But
the Triple Crown winners had always come in bunches in the decades. You know, we saw last time we had one was three in the 70s and then like three in the 40s.
We danced on it a little bit yesterday. Nobody will ever beat Maris's mark, and now it's been beaten three times, I believe.
Well, steroids.
With steroids, but
you're
true.
Right, you're right. How about this one? I am going to be as strong as ever. I guarantee you this. I will guarantee this will never, ever, ever happen, and I will say it every day for the rest of my life. Nobody will ever beat Johnny Vandermeer's record of back-to-back no-hitters. Nobody will ever beat that, all right? You want to know something that will never happen? There will never be a pitcher throw three straight no-hitters. Never! That is an easy one to go out on. That's an easy limb to be on right there.
I don't think anybody's ever going to play as many consecutive games as Cal Ripken.
Oh, yeah, right.
Pete Rose's hit mark is unreachable in the major leagues.
Here's a good one right out of the gates, and this one I should have written down because it's right here. Yeah, I'll believe it when they take a championship banner down. I mean, it's first one in, and it's absolutely right. 4-3-7-9-6-8, this is absolutely right. I'll believe it when they take a championship banner down. Until then, they're not going to do it. Of course, they wouldn't have done it until they do it, so that was actually correct. Until they take a championship banner down, I'm not going to believe they will. Okay? It's factual, though. It is a fact. But no, that's a good one because I was on that. Two of those. Tony Bennett will never win a championship with that style, and they're not going to take a championship banner down. If you're Louisville, you better hope the next one isn't that they're never going to give another team the death penalty. There's never going to be another school or program
that's
get
one.
The death penalty.
I was going to say the other one is they'll never stick anything to K. I think a lot of people are hoping that one's wrong.
Well, we all should say that. We should say that more and more and more. And it's like, no,
they'll never
catch K.
On K. No.
Never going to catch K.
Teflon K.
Never going to catch K. That's true. They'll never catch K. Never going to catch K. Won't catch K. No one will hit 400 again.
You've seen the meme, and I forgot to post it, but I made it back during the tournament. You know the meme where it's a spiff of the not Terminator, but the Predator, where it's Schwarzenegger and the one guy go together, and they do like the manliest like high five ever, and they just clench fists together.
Yes.
And people always say, like, what things do people agree on? I made one which was UK fans, UofL fans, and then the holding hands was hating Duke.
Yes, that's right.
That's the only thing.
There it is.
That's
the only thing. That is the agreement, other than we all enjoy 2 minutes every the first Saturday in May.
Two things.
Of course, then we disagree on the 20 different horses. So we all come together. It's like, hey, we all can agree on something. Yeah, the Derby. How about horse number 5? Screw you, it's 10. No, I've got horse number 6.
That's not true.
Oh, you stupid UK fan. You know nothing about horse racing. Oh, you Louisville loser. You've got number 18. You're an idiot. All Louisville fans are dumb.
No, there's one
more. Oh, it's your Kentucky arrogance. You think you win everything.
There's one more that they'll agree on come Derby Sunday if it ever happens. The Rick Pitino-owned horse nobody will root for.
I don't know. So still some Patino stands out there. All right, so that's 4-3-7-9-6-8. We'll want to get into that throughout the show and, you know, peek back into those things. And, again, the events that I want to talk about as well, that's a big part of it. Some news that came out, I believe, yesterday or last night or this morning. Don't know the timestamp on it. Michael Avenatti, an update to that Michael Avenatti might have actually been duped. He might have actually got on the Zion mom being paid by Nike. So we'll get into that. Rick Barnes is really honest and people are mad. Rick Barnes is honest. He is candid. And people hate him for it. People are, in a different subject, completely outraged on behalf of somebody that's not outraged, which is way more to me of a discussion than those that were getting mad about the outrage around Tom Izzo. We'll get into that as well. Doug Gottlieb got on Twitter. The New York Times has a piece on legalized sports betting that I want to get into. And Dan Mullen proving that spring attendance is all made up. Spring attendance numbers are just simply guesses, and they're made up. And he gave us an actual evidence for that. And we'll go through some of the mock drafts as well. Just to see where the local guys are sitting right now, we've got 9 different mock drafts that went through, and we'll see what where those guys are sitting. Texas says 4-3-7-9-6-80. Nobody will ever be a bigger UK fan than Jason. That's at 308, so it's the over. Hit the over today.
It's back overs hit.
That's true. It's back-to-back overs. That means we need to bet on the over tomorrow. All right, so 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. It's The Zone. Jason Anderson with you for 3 hours, heading up until 6 o'clock. We'll get a buy or sell coming your way here in the show. Magic Mike running the operation, making sure everything is good to go for today's show. You can call in 267-9680. We will have wide-open phone lines today if you want to weigh in that way. Typically, though, the best way to get in contact with us is the text line at 437-9680. UPS Jobs text line, and we'll get to some of those throughout the show. Also want to let you know about Radio XL, the Papa John's studio. Radio XL, two topping extra large pizza and a 2 liter for just $14. That is the promo code Radio XL, two topping extra large and a 2 liter for just $14. PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. For some dinner or some lunch, a really, really good deal. There. So let's start with some college basketball talk in news that came down today. One of those being Kerry Blackshear is transferring from Virginia Tech. He's one of the better players on Virginia Tech. So he is a grad transfer. He is eligible to play right away. He is one of Virginia Tech's best players. Like we were talking about, you know, last year that or this last, you know, tournament run with Virginia Tech and Justin Robinson and, you know, what they have when he ultimately returns and how good they can be and can they beat Duke and, you know, can they make a run once Justin Robinson comes back. But a lot of their position they were in was because you had a guy who was, you know, 6'10", 250, and was almost 20 points per game and was grabbing, you know, almost double-digit rebounds per game. Like, you go through his last, what, month and a half? The numbers that Kerry Blackshear was putting up, 29-9, 23-13, 22-14, 23-10, 19-10, 17-9, 19-9, and then against Duke in his last game, 18-16. Kerry Blackshear put up against Duke in that Sweet 16 loss when they lost by two to the Duke Blue Devils. He is out. He is transferring. He can be a grad transfer. And he is eligible to play immediately. And believe me, there will be suitors all over the country. There is not a team that looks at it and says, "Nah, we don't have space for Kerry. Sorry, we won't. We don't have a spot for Kerry Blackshear here. Unfortunately, Kerry, I know you'd like to play here in whatever, you know, Big Tech and State U, but we're just out of scholarships. Thank you, though." Best of luck on the rest of your career. You're really good. Really good. I mean, your rebounding numbers are just, you know, stupid how good they are. But we really don't need that, right? Because we already got a full 13 scholarships. No big deal. Thank you, sir. Everybody's going to want this kid. Everybody is going to be going after Kerry Blackshear. He is, what, Reed Travis-esque? I mean, legit, like we're talking about last year, weren't we saying that Reed Travis is a different grad transfer than we'd ever seen before? Kerry Blackshear's in that mold. Like, he's in that mold of 6'10", 250, but not only that, he's in the mold of somebody who's an immediate star or an immediate, I should say, impact player that you know has done it already in the ACC, already in the NCAA tournament. He's not a guy that was really good at UNC Greensboro. He's not a guy that was really, really good at Wilmington or something like that. I don't know why I just went to North Carolina schools. But regardless, Hofstra, you know what I mean? Like, Drexel. Like, you don't know when those get Cleveland State. Like, you didn't know what Damian Lee or Trey Lewis were going to look like when they transferred into Louisville. Like, you didn't know that. You had a pretty good idea of what Reed Travis was going to look like because he was at Stanford. And you got a really good idea of what Kerry Blackshear is going to look like because he was at Virginia Tech. But now that Buzz Williams has gone to A&M and Mike Young from Wofford is in and coaching at Virginia Tech now, Kerry Blackshear is deciding that he's, you know, going to be a grad transfer. And so he is now on the market. I think every Kentucky fan is probably already on the record saying, "Cal, go get him." And we'll see if Calipari makes Kerry Blackshear or how important he makes Kerry Blackshear. Certainly Louisville could use Kerry Blackshear, although I don't know about the rules, if there are any, or Virginia Tech will step in and say, nope, you can't grad transfer in conference. Sorry, you can grad transfer, but not in conference. You know, I don't know what that would be, but there is every school in America that's going to go after him. So whoever lands him, it's going to be landing the Reed Travis of this year's grad transfers. the Hauser brothers transferring yesterday. That was a big deal for Marquette because they're top 10 in every preseason top 25. All the way too early preseason top 25s that we talked about, two days after the national championship game, so like a week ago today, we were talking about those way, way too early preseason top 25s, and we pointed out that last year's way too early preseason top 25s had three of the four Final Four teams and the champion all ranked in their top 11. So it's not like they're just throwing darts as to how good the teams are going to be and what the roster construction is going to be next year. And so those come out. Marquette was in the top 10 of every one of them. Virginia was in the top 5 of every one of them. And I should point out Virginia, Kyle Guy, has announced he's going pro, will sign with an agent. Thanks, Virginia and fans, for everything that they've done. Not the wording, not the verbiage, not what you've seen from some players that are like, look, I'm gonna talk with an agent, but I'm leaving open the possibility of returning. No, Ty Jerome and Kyle Guy use the same wording, essentially, and that is, I'm putting my name in the draft, I'm signing with an agent, it's been real. Won a championship, peace out. I'll be back for the banner hanging. I'll be back to get the rings. I'll be back for the anniversaries in 5 years and 10 years and 20 and 25 and 30 and all of that. We'll be back. We'll keep coming around, but I'm gone. I'm done. My college eligibility is over. I'm foregoing my senior year. I'm signing with an agent. Bye-bye. See you later. Jerome, Kyle Guy, DeAndre Hunter off of this year's team for Virginia. Really would love to see where the next way too early preseason top 25s or the adjusted way too early preseason top 25s have Virginia, because you went from saying, boy, if they return Ty Jerome and Kyle Guy and they've got a Kihei Clark who's a nice backup point guard and Braxton Key and Diakite really came on and they've got two top 100 players that are coming in. Yeah, they lose DeAndre Hunter, but this can still be a really good team and really talented. Now they lose Hunter. We knew that was going to happen all year. They lose Jerome, they lose Kyle Guy, and the Hauser brothers, the older Hauser, is not going to be a grad transfer even if they end up at Virginia. So Virginia is returning Kihei Clark, Diakite, Braxton Key, and I think that's kind of it. But Huff, cool.
Did you say Salt's in there?
I don't even know if he's returning. It doesn't matter.
That is fair.
Yeah. Is he a junior? Was he a senior? Like, legit, I don't even remember if Jack Salt was a junior or a senior, just because Virginia did not play him because they played different. Again, like, that's kind of the point about when we talked about, Tony Bennett adjusting. Jack Salt was a senior. Huff was a sophomore. So they're returning anybody that played this year. They're returning Kihei Clark, Braxton Key, Diakite, Jay Huff. That's it. And they got two top 100 guys coming in. Somebody, I think, in the 60s, somebody in the 80s, maybe around there. But regardless, not five-star guys coming in to be immediate impact players for Tony Bennett. It was a Virginia team that could have been really, really good if Jerome and Guy returned. They're both gone. The Hauser brothers are gone from Marquette. That takes a top 10 team away. Kerry Blackshear is not staying at Virginia Tech. Well, that hurts Virginia Tech as to how good they could have been next year. And so
Virginia Tech is a real problem in its sports department right now, keeping players around.
I mean, well, they couldn't keep the coach around. He wanted to leave. He went to A&M. And so, you know, he leaves the SEC, or ACC, goes to the SEC to A&M. Behind him, you know, he's losing, you know, some, at least Virginia Tech is, losing some players. One of them that's pretty darn good. Now, Alexander Walker put his name in the NBA draft. Justin Robinson is a senior, and now Kerry Blackshear is grad transferring. Ahmad Hill, also a senior. Outlaw, senior. Magic Mike may play for Virginia Tech next year. I'm legit. I'm looking at the roster.
I never played college basketball. I've got 4 years of eligibility.
Out of their 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7. Top 7 players that are returning too. If Alexander Walker keeps his name in the draft, which I expect he will do. So where Kerry Blackshear ends up is going to be something that most every college basketball fan is going to follow. And I would suspect he would be ending up at one of the bigger schools. Right?
Like, I think Kentucky's in the mix, right? If you approach Kerry Blackshear and you say, yeah, see what Reed Travis did? That can be you. Now, he may look at it and go, I don't know that he exactly averaged the points and the rebounds that he did at Stanford, you know, because I'm kind of doing that at Virginia Tech, and I see what Reed Travis did, and he didn't exactly, you know, get the ball a lot. And no, it's going to be tough, though. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to, it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be honest and upfront and all of those things. Kind of depends on what Kerry Blackshear wants to do. You want to do what Reed Travis did and get an opportunity to play for a national championship? You want to go to a different spot and star? Maybe. I would guess the national championship or the run in the tournament would have to be a big piece of that, right? Because he's going to star at Virginia Tech. They ain't got nobody else. Like, Mike Wofford would build his entire team around Kerry Blackshear. He's the only guy they got. So you would think if he's going to transfer somewhere, it's to have success and make a run in the NCAA tournament and to play a little bit longer than he got a chance to this year when they darn near beat Duke and could have been 40 minutes away from going to Minneapolis in the Final Four. So that's a big-time piece that's out there in Kerry Blackshear. And the college basketball scene next year continues to get reshaped, continues to get massaged and molded and formed in different ways. And Louisville is still waiting on decisions that two very impactful players will be making for them. Kentucky waiting on decisions for two very impactful players that would be making decisions for them. Now, I think Louisville's getting players back where Kentucky is not. I don't think Hero and Johnson are going to return to Kentucky. I think they are both gone. We've talked about that before. And I think there's a pretty darn decent chance that Jordan Wara and Stephen Enoch return to Louisville. I don't think V.J. King is returning to Louisville. I'm on record with that as well. And if V.J. King does not return to Louisville and Jordan Wara and Stephen Enoch do, Louisville is at their 13 scholarship players with the Lamar Kimball commitment that they got. Now, they wouldn't be able to go unless there's other attrition that may happen. They wouldn't be going after any other grad transfers unless something else could take place, which could also happen. But I think there's a pretty decent understanding of what V.J. King may be doing. And if V.J. King really didn't play all that much this last year, and now you're adding in a plethora of wings, like they were wing, you know, strapped last year, and V.J. still didn't get all that much playing time. Now you're bringing in Williamson and maybe getting Wara back and another year for Dwayne Sutton, who already played above you. And David Johnson, who can play the wing and also, you know, handle the rock as the point guard. Like, there's a lot of different things that Chris Mack can do. And there weren't a whole lot of things he could do last year. And even with that, really wasn't a lot of playing time there. So I don't expect V.J. King, if he can grad transfer, which people expect him to do, or graduate and then be able to transfer, I would expect that to be the case. I mean, look, Combine comes around. Maybe Jordan Wara dominates. And they go, you know what? I really like what you can do. You got a first-round grade. And then he goes, you know what? I've worked. I've done all this stuff. I'm going to stay in the NBA draft. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't know about Stephen Enoch either, that's going to happen. I would expect them both to return. And if they return with the incoming players for Louisville, then they are 100% a top 10 team because Marquette is no longer a top 10 team. And I'd go as far as say that Virginia is not a top 10 team. I mean, people were talking about Kyle Guy could be, you know, preseason national player of the year. Okay, not anymore. We talked about it with Tyler Hero. He's gone. Not officially, but you look at the mock drafts. I mean, there's one mock draft that has Tyler Hero, well, a few, I guess, out of nine. ESPN has him 16. Sports Illustrated has him 16. The Athletic has him 35, but I think that's the anomaly. CBS has him 15. Yahoo has him 27. NBC's got him 19, Sporting News 26, SB Nation 18, and NBADraft.net has him 20. So he averages out in those nine about 21, about the 21st pick in the draft. First-round draft pick, maybe in the top 20. Like, I don't think he's going to come back. Keldon Johnson averages out in those nine drafts at number 16, which was a little surprising, but maybe as the process, you know, gets more and more into all the different events that take place, then that may switch, or it may be Keldon Johnson moves up more and more. P.J. Washington also sits at averaging out around 16 or so. And of those nine drafts, if you're wondering, Jordan Wara, Stephen Enoch, and V.J. King, Wara shows up on three, none for Enoch, none for V.J. King. And Sam Vecenie even put out his top 100, you know, quote-unquote big board, and did not include Enoch. Now,
obviously it didn't include King, but it did not include Enoch. Jordan Wara was 58th on his big board right now. Now, he was the 32nd pick in the Sports Illustrated draft and the 27th pick in NBADraft.net. So there are a couple of people out there that think that Jordan Wara's got a chance to be a first-rounder. And Sam Vecenie's got him as a draft pick, being number 58, with a chance to maybe impress and improve and maybe move into a fringe first-rounder. But if you're looking at nine different mock drafts and, you know, nine different, you know, whether those things are, you know, how accurate or not, that you've got only three of them that he shows up in, you know, that's a third of the mock drafts, at least from the nine that we, you know, grabbed. ESPN, Sports Illustrated, The Athletic, CBS, Yahoo, NBC, Sporting News, SB Nation, NBADraft.net. I mean, we kind of hit most of the big ones, and he shows up in three of them. One of them at 58. The other one in the second round. And one of them fringe first rounder at 27. So, like, if you're looking at some of those things and you would say Wara back, Enoch back, adding in the freshman class, adding in Lamar Campbell, Virginia losing out with Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome, Marquette losing to, you know, big-time players, although they got Marcus Howard back, but losing the Hauser brothers, that's impactful. Kerry Blackshear gone. Like, you start to look at the landscape, and if Kerry Blackshear ends up at Kentucky, now all of a sudden you're talking about, you know, Kentucky being number one in the country. I mean, most people have Michigan State up there as number one. People have Michigan up there as well, or close to it, but I think you're starting to look at, you know, UK being in that particular spot and Louisville moving up as well. Here's another thing it does. I was thinking about this before we came on the air. As soon as Kyle Guy made that announcement, because we were talking about it right before we got on, it was like 2:55, or as soon as, you know, he made that announcement before we got on the air, 2:55, 2:56 is when that news came down. First thing I said, Magic and Andy, I said, well, now Chris Mack has to be Virginia next year. Now there's no choice. Like, now you better beat Virginia next year. Like, it goes from, hey, you know, you got this, that's going to be a better team, and you got Virginia loses Ty Jerome, and they lose DeAndre Hunter, and now it's like, hey, you know, you should probably be beat it. Now they lose Kyle Guy. All right, you got to beat Virginia next year, man. Like, that's got to be, you got two chances to beat Virginia, and, you know, maybe in the ACC tournament makes it three. Like, I mean, you got to find a way to take care of the Virginia Cavaliers and Tony Bennett one time, at least one time. Heck, you can sweep that team, right? I mean, but that's the thing. It's the aura of Virginia. It's the you can't beat Tony Bennett. It's just something about it. Okay, well, that aura of Virginia is Kihei Clark, Diakite, Braxton Key, and Jay Huff.
Coach is gone.
And a couple of guys, Ty Jerome. Well, he had two coaches on the floor, Jerome and Guy. They're both gone. Coach is gone.
I mean, just cerebral players, real gym rats.
You know what? First in the gym, last to leave.
Really good at honing their craft. You can tell they made it there with hard work.
Uh-huh. Texter says, Keldon already out here buying cars. He's gone. I didn't see that. Is he out buying cars? Oh, man. I got to see what car he bought.
I think you'll appreciate this little exchange going on Twitter right now.
Oh, please. What's the exchange on Twitter?
Andy Sweeney tweets.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I ask at Lock Talk in a non-trolling way, is Virginia for sure an NCAA tournament team next season?
Hey, it's a good question.
Lock replying, you meant Virginia Tech, right? The deflection.
Not Virginia. Not Virginia. What are you talking about? Virginia wouldn't miss the tournament. They probably won't. But again, It's the reputation that's there with Virginia, with Tony Bennett, and the fact that they just won the national championship. That's a big aspect, too. Obviously, that cannot be, you know, understated or overstated. So they just won the dang thing, or it cannot be mentioned enough when you're talking about Virginia and even next year. But they're losing three guys that were so, so monumental to the way that they play. So, there's the news in college basketball. Texter also says, 437-9680, Blackshear going to UK really bleeping sucks. I'd say it's quite possible. I would guess that's a Louisville fan and not a UK fan, because I think UK fans are pretty pumped and excited about even the prospect of maybe ending up with a Kerry Blackshear to solve some of that post problems that, you know, they already went Nate Sestina.
They already went the grad transfer route with Nate Sestina. They went down to Bucknell. Pretty sure they would grab a guy in Kerry Blackshear that was 20-10 for, you know, the last month and a half of the season, and was almost 20. It was 18-15 against Duke in the Sweet 16 game. They may not have beaten Duke, but it wasn't because of anything he did. So he is now out there on the grad transfer market. So things changing quickly in college basketball, and we'll see as the combine gets closer and closer. What's the combine? May 14th? May 14th combine. They'll have 10 days after the combine to take their name out of the draft without going through and the, you know, you can get drafted and then return, or excuse me, you can go through the draft. If you're not drafted, you can then return. But if you don't take your name out after 10 days after the combine, then you are keeping your name in, and the only way you return is if you're not drafted. So it's still the 24th is a date that it means a whole lot. I don't know how many guys it would impact ever that would not hire an agent to the degree of the way that we know, you know, the old school hiring an agent, not the new rules to where you can use an agent to a certain degree, but it's not full on relationship. You know, it's sort of like just dating. Like, you're not exclusive, okay? Right? You're just dating and maybe a kiss. But it is not some of the other relationships that you see your friends going through right now. Okay, you got a long way before you get there, man. A lot more dinners at that point, you know what I mean? Got to meet the family and all that stuff. So there's different levels to it. But I don't know how many people it's going to affect that are going to use the limited resources that are given with using the limited is a relative term. Comparatively speaking to those that are full on getting the agents, limited in what resources you can get from the agent, go through the draft, don't get drafted, and then return to school. That's going to be such a small portion of college players. I don't know how many it would affect, how many it will impact. Maybe one every couple of years? And I'm saying maybe one every couple of years. So we'll see with that. There's a story out there that Michael Avenatti got duped on this on at least one point of his Nike evidence that's out there. I want to get into that. Rick Barnes got honest and candid, and a lot of people are not happy with him for being honest and candid. We'll do all of that as well before we are done. Do continue to send a big shout out to our friends over at the Fitness Market, Chris and Pat Wider. In business for 19 years with the Treadmill Medic. Look outside. It is absolutely beautiful outside. That means pools are going to be opening up soon. That means you're going to be wearing swimming attire. Maybe you're ready, maybe you're not, or maybe you're thinking about, you know what, let me go ahead and start to get back. You know, I thought about it in January, but now that I'm not wearing 7 different layers of clothes, maybe I get back into shape. If you're thinking about that, you're in the market for whatever it is in fitness equipment. The Fitness Market's got you covered. The wife and I, we've got the Precor treadmill, but they've got, you know, the ellipticals and home gyms and spin bikes and anything else you could possibly want and need for the fitness equipment at home. They've got used equipment as well. Again, Chris and Pat Wider, they've been in business 19 years with the Treadmill Medic. And they will take care of you. It's a one-stop shop. They will deliver. They will install. They service it as well. They've got the brands you know and trust, the Precor, the Matrix, the Hoist Strength, the Kaiser. They've got Landice and Spirit, and they've got all the different brands that you know, the brands you trust as well. Go check them out. They are online at thefitnessmarket.com. Also, one of two great locations, Fitness Market inside the Snyder on Westport Road, and also the Superstore on the corner of Plantside Drive and Watterson Trail. Again, that is thefitnessmarket.com. We'll take a timeout, come back. We'll get into maybe a couple of more of the opinions that were really, really bad over, you know, the last 20, 30 years. We talked about Ryan Leaf, Tiger, Tony Bennett, championship banners will never come down. Like the things that we had talked about, I had talked about a couple of those that were just way off. We've been throwing those out there a little bit. Michael Avenatti might be duped. And Rick Barnes. We'll talk about all of that before the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We'll do all of that next. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
The Zone with Jason Anderson. Presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville. Want to be part of the show? Give us a call at 267-9680. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
As Magic said, we are the home of the Derby. Exclusive home for the Triple Crown. We will have all the coverage that week leading into the Derby as well as the races on Friday, Saturday. We'll have post-game or post-race coverage as well with live shows. We've got it all for you right here. It's ESPN 680 105.7. We've got on 93.9 as well. ESPN Louisville has you covered for the Derby and certainly for the Triple Crown exclusive for ESPN Louisville. Texter is wondering if Blackshear, Kerry Blackshear, is on any of the mock drafts. I haven't seen him on any of the mock drafts, and maybe that's because people didn't expect him to put his name in the NBA draft. And so maybe he's not there on any mock drafts. And, you know, maybe now that he's actually in the draft, maybe he'll show up. But I just don't really think that's going to happen because, you know, even in his release, it wasn't really much about the NBA. Typically, if you're like, hey, he's going to be drafted, this guy is legit being talked about, it's like you don't get some of the quotes that you hear from his dad, and that is, well, we're exploring, you know, maybe going overseas and maybe returning to Virginia Tech and maybe going somewhere else or maybe, you know, staying in the NBA draft. You know, there's a lot of different things that we're talking about. I mean, that was the same thing Reed Travis said. Reed Travis, the same thing. Is that, well, you know, he's going to enter the NBA draft and he certainly could return to Stanford or he could go and transfer somewhere else. And at the end of the day, he ended up transferring somewhere else. Why? Because he wanted to play in the NCAA tournament or, you know, make a run in the NCAA tournament. Kerry Blackshear's already done that. But with what Virginia Tech has returning, you're not looking at Virginia Tech making a run for the Final Four next year. I don't think we're going to say the Hokies and Mike Young are going to be in Atlanta. When it's all said and done, okay. Texas says, Jason, Blackshear also put his name in the draft so he isn't going to your beloved UK. Report it all. That comes in at 3:32. Not from the same UK Homer text. How about that? It's expanding. It's contagious. It is contagious. Texas says, do you think it's scary when you enter the portal? It might be. Maybe that's just like new terminology we use. It's like, look, the last few months have been fun. I've had fun. I know you've had fun. But, you know, the more and more we're around each other, it doesn't really feel like, you know, like it's going anywhere. And so maybe you feel it too. But I just wanted you to know that I'm going to put my name in the transfer portal. And I'm probably looking at different women to date. So I just wanted you to know that. Now, there's a chance I could certainly continue dating you. But my name is now in the transfer portal eligibility to, you know, date other women. So I'm just examining all my options.
Maybe we should see other coaches.
We should. Maybe. That's going to be everything. It's a transfer portal from now on. Yeah, boss. I love working here. Absolutely love working here. But there's some other opportunities out there. I think I'm going to put my name and resume into the transfer portal. I think I'm going to see what else might be out there. Now, I could certainly still stay here, you know. I could also go to the NBA draft, which I know is odd because I don't play basketball. But you never know. Like, I could be an analyst or something. I'm putting my name in the draft as well. I could even go overseas.
Lords of the Northern Houses, I appreciate that you named me King of the North.
That's right.
And I appreciate that you guys want me to be your ruler. But I think there may be better rulers out there, so I'm going to put my crown in the transfer portal and you know, see if this dragon queen wants to take over.
But I'm keeping my options of being King of the North still open. You know, I've bent the knee, but, you know.
King of the North, King of the Seven Kingdoms, we'll see where it takes us.
Iron Throne, you know, Cold Throne, I'm not sure. You know, you never know what's ultimately going to happen. Text 437-9680
Says, Jason, why are you so in love with Kentucky lately?
Glaring. I am. I've been in love with Kentucky.
Have you seen the state of Missouri? That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in love with the Commonwealth. That's what it is. I don't think they were talking about the Commonwealth Magic. I think they were talking about the basketball team. I love that.
Again, have you seen what Kwanzaa's doing with that team?
It's Konzo. Damn it.
Do we know? Do we really know?
It's Konzo.
It is Konzo, yeah, so it's not Kwan. Okay.
Yeah, take the U out. It's just like it was. If it was,
I've heard it both ways, man.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's take the U out. It's just like Konzo. You gotta think of it phonetically and not the way it's actually spelled. But yeah, it's not like it matters. Nobody cares. It's like no magic. You put some respect on his name, okay? All right.
He got a player that played exactly two games for them and got injured and then was a draft pick.
Yeah. In thy face.
But he also got his brother, who then got injured as well.
Yes. 4379680. Yeah, that is true. That is true. That is true. That is the UPS jobs text line. I used to go into like long sort of diatribes of like, you know, defending those texts or like, no, this is why. I don't care anymore. Like,
because, I think I was here when you did, and then you had Everett, and it was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do it all the time because it was like, well, you battle this thing. It's like, well, you know, if 93.9 is there and they're a Louisville station, well, then 680 is a Kentucky station. Whereas you battled for, what, 6 years that it's, well, you're in Louisville, so you only love Louisville. Now I don't care. Because there's going to be, you know, a Louisville story that we talk and love up Louisville that it's going to be Kentucky fans are like, well, there you go. You're in Louisville. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So that's why we have fun with the UK Homer text that comes in over under at 307 today, came in at 308.
My favorite is when somebody calls you that, and then in the same hour we get a text that says, why do you love the Cardinals so much, you hater of Kentucky?
That's right. Texter says, Keldon has been seen in a Lexus, and UK has already generated the I'm returning and the this car belongs to my auntie faxes. And he has them waiting just in case. It's a good text. It's a very good what? The Billy Preston. Hey, coach, I got in a car accident. Oh, really? Yeah, but there's an issue. There's more to that. See, it's not my car. Like, it's. Do you think Billy Preston with Bill Self was like Smalls when he talked to his friends after he hit the home run? But you don't understand. That's not my ball. That wasn't my ball. What? Hold on. Hold on.
What do you mean?
Where did you get this ball? I don't know, some baby Ruth. You're dead as a doorknob.
Some guy gave it to me. What guy? He had like a name, like Dawkins.
Christian Dawkins? You're done. You're dead as a doornail, Billy. Yeah. You're suspended as a doornail, Billy.
Billy, that car you just wrecked, that was worth...
Well,
more than your whole college eligibility, man.
That's a great line. There it is. Oh, my God, I'm going to be sick. All right, give him air. Phantom, guys. Give him air. Don't worry. We're going to work with the NCAA. We'll get this whole thing figured out. Okay? This is just a misunderstanding is all it is. Okay? We're gonna get this. Benny. Benny the Jet. Curtis Townsend. Townsend, help me out here. How can we get this thing done? Let's work with the NCAA. Okay, guys. You go around here. We want to pick up all the cans we can. Let's go trade them in. We got to get ourselves another car.
D'Souza got really into the bench, and nobody ever saw him again.
Bill Self got out of coaching, and he opened up a string of wig shops. You now know him as to pay or not to pay.
We've been going about this all wrong. I blame myself. We need an angle of surprise, something NCAA will never expect. I think it's time we start thinking vertically. Let's go over their heads. Let's go to the FBI.
Oh, wow, that was fun. I enjoyed that. I don't care that anybody else did or not. 437-96-City says, wow, y'all butchered the Sandlot references. Well, it was sporadic. It was organic. I thought we did a damn fine job of that, quite frankly.
Hey, great.
Text says, Jason, glad you become a UK honk. Welcome to the correct side. Ah, thank you. I appreciate it.
you know.
I feel like you should get like a pair of BB and checkered shorts with that.
Really? Do I need the? Well, I am one of the people that
it's
actually,
not like a welcome basket. You get like a welcome pair of shorts.
I'm such a UK homer that I'm one of the few people that actually likes the checkerboard print because I didn't grow up hating Tennessee or that whole thing. So like a lot of people hate the checkerboard. I like it. I thought it looks good.
Is there any team besides Kansas that you somewhat dislike?
Nebraska.
Really? Why? Was that like a thing with Missouri?
No, I mean, it was one of the rivals in the North.
Were they really?
Yeah, Big 12 North? Yeah, Kansas sucked in football. It was always Nebraska or Missouri winning the Big 12 North. So it was whoever won that game ended up winning the division. And also,
I kind of feel like that's like a Bengals before they were somewhat decent, where it's like, the Steelers are our biggest rivals. Are they really?
I mean, half my fraternity brothers were from Nebraska. So, I mean, that also helped out. So, but Andy tweets in, "Hey, Anderson and Magic, does Carrie Blackshear also drink whole milk?" If he went to Louisville, would you be required to call him Fat Carrie? Now, you wouldn't because...
You want me to go get it?
You wouldn't because that would be mean. And we all know after the UK game, the last thing we would want to do is take a personal shot at a player. Even though... an entire fan base followed their Pied Piper down the road of calling him Fat Wayne for 3 years. Well, if our Pied Piper is going to say it.
Boy, there's a lot of personal shots that were taken at Wayne Blackshear.
I'll say it.
I don't remember seeing Louisville fan bases as a whole getting all upset at Fat Wayne.
Maybe he shouldn't be drinking whole milk anymore.
Fat Wayne.
No. VJ King, get him out of the game. You know what, Kentucky? Take him to Lexington with you. Oh, my God!
Right.
How could you possibly say that about this poor athlete? He's just sitting there doing nothing, and you're going out of your way
easy
just
that
to
with
bash
me?
Him. It How dare it. Fire this man.
Fire
I am so offended.
I am a dream.
I am so offended. By the way, did you see Fat Wayne over there in Europe? That was awesome, man. Fat Wayne's doing really well. He's better than when he was fat at Louisville, that fat guy, fat ass, Fat Wayne.
Oh, man. God, sometimes I just go to a place that I don't remember being at.
I also love how Easy's in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Easy, shut up. Get out of the way, Easy. I'm doing a thing here. Like when I did Easy. The Tiny Tim and Magic tried to butt in.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, Magic. I'm doing a thing. Stiff arm for Magic Mike Heisman right there. Just the left beep. Stiff arm. Texas says if Blackshear goes to UK, then Jason will get a UK 2020 championship tattoo. How do you know I don't already have one? I got it leading into the Elite Eight game against Auburn. I just happened to get the years wrong. That was all. I thought it was 2020.
I erase it every year and write the new year on it. 2020 is going to be awkward.
Texas says you're going to have to trade that Jordan Geist jersey for an Anthony Davis one. No, not at all. There's no owning a Jordan Geist jersey. I've said this before, and he's not going to be back next year, but he might be the only man in America that opposing fan bases and his fan base weren't big fans of. Like, he might have been the only player that both fan bases were like, I'm not really like that guy. Like, opposing fan base is like, I hate that guy. How dare you? That guy sucks on your team. And you're like, I'm not really offering much rebuttal, you know? Cool. I don't know the guy.
So he's the college equivalent of Vontaze Burfict.
Pretty much, yes. Yes, without all the fines, but with a number of the dirty plays. Number of the dirty plays, though. Did you see me in Minneapolis rooting for the SEC to win that 3-on-3 tournament? No, but Jordan Geis was playing on it. But you didn't see me out there rooting and waving an SEC flag? Auburn fans were, but I was not. Auburn fans were like, well... if we can't win the national championship, maybe the SEC could win the 3-on-3 national. Nope, I guess they can't. They lost in the second round. That sucks. They got beat early, too. The big conferences got beat pretty quickly. Like, legit. Like, the smaller conferences were all in the semifinals and the finals for that 3-on-3 championship, as if anybody cared. Just saying, they all were. Do we have the clip of Rick Barnes? Do we have time to play that? Yeah, let's go ahead and play it. Rick Barnes, very, very honest with the Knoxville media with his press conference earlier today. Got very candid. Here's the question about UCLA and how it didn't work out and the reports of the sticking point being his buyout at Tennessee.
You've mentioned with the UCLA thing, the buyout just not working out. I just want to clarify, if UCLA had been able to cover that whole buyout, would you be there now?
I think I would have been the coach at UCLA. I've said that to people before. I really felt at that time that's what would have happened. But with that said, and I'm going to say it again, when it got down to that point, and I can't tell you again how much in my mind, that's what I was thinking, I should say. But when I prayed, one of the last prayers when Candy told me, will you make a decision, in my mind, I know what I had prayed, and I said, ask God for total clarity. And when they came back with their decision, I knew that I'm not supposed to be the coach at UCLA. And as soon as that happened, I'm like, okay, I'm good with this, because I felt like, again, that God had made it crystal clear that I needed to be at the University of Tennessee. And I often wonder, why do you go through those things? But that's what life is. And let me say this, the people at UCLA are great people. I mean, they were great people. And I said it from the beginning, it was an intriguing job because of the way I have in my mind what I watched UCLA. I've said it before to you all. I've got pictures of myself sitting in John Wooden's house. I've got pictures of me in restaurants with him. When I got to know Coach Wooden, and in his latter part of his life, and I got to meet his daughter at dinner with him. So there was a relationship there. But again, I really, those situations, they get tough because, you know, they probably felt they went as far as they could go. I felt I went as far as I could go. But the fact is, I'm here because I believe that God wants me here. And I believe that with all my heart.
Or UCLA didn't want to pay the buyout. One of the two. But it is as candid as you hear coaches when they're talking about potentially leaving the current spot for another job. Have we ever heard a coach say, yeah, if they would have paid the buyout, I'd be the coach of UCLA. But I'm at Tennessee. Like, I would have taken that job if it wasn't for them not paying the buyout.
I feel like Mike Leach, maybe. But I just can't think of it, what it was.
I don't know that I like anything like that, though. I mean, sitting there and saying, no, I'm your coach. I signed an extension here. But if they'd have paid a little more money, I would have absolutely taken that job. More on this next.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.